Fukuoka, Japan, this was the dominant performance summer McIntosh was looking for at this year's World Aquatics Championships. The 16-year-old from Toronto defended her world title in the women's 200-meter butterfly in spectacular fashion on Thursday. McIntosh led the race at every split and set world junior, Canadian and America's records with her time of 2 minutes 4.06 seconds. McIntosh is only the second Canadian to repeat as world champion, joining Kylie Mass. McIntosh and Mass are also the only Canadians with 3 career gold medals at the Long Course World Championships. "Going into the final, I was really pumped up for it as I got gold last time here at Worlds," McIntosh said. "That was a really special moment for me, so to repeat it again, that meant the world. I'm just really overly happy with the result." Australia's Elizabeth Deckers, 2 minutes 5 seconds and 46 milliseconds, and American Regan Smith, 2 minutes 6 seconds and 58 milliseconds, rounded out the podium. After starting the World Championships with a disappointing result, by her standards at least, McIntosh is rounding into elite form in Fukuoka. The Canadian finished off just off the podium in her first race, the 400 meters freestyle on Sunday, while Australian star Ariane Titmus won gold and broke McIntosh's world record. McIntosh rebounded Wednesday with bronze in her world championship debut in the 200 freestyle, a good result in a fast race that featured a world record swim from Australian Molly O'Callaghan. On Thursday, she was fully in the form that saw her win 4 medals in her World Championships debut last year in Budapest, Hungary. She will look to channel that momentum when she attempts to defend her 400 meters individual medley title on Sunday. McIntosh got a hug from her parents over the railing as she did her victory lap with the gold medal. "It was really nice to see them," said McIntosh. "I hadn't seen them in a while with being away for so long with staging camp and things like that. To share that moment with them plus my sister cheering me on back home in addition to all my friends and family, really means the world to have their support." Also Thursday, Mass of LaSalle, Ont, finished fourth in the 50 meters backstroke in 27.28. Australia's Kayleigh McEwen won gold, 27.08, ahead of Smith, 27.11, and Britain's Lauren Cox, 27.20. Calgary's Ingrid Wilm, 27.41, finished 6th. Australia set a world record in the women's 4x200 freestyle relay in 7 minutes 37 seconds and 50 milliseconds. The Americans followed in 7 minutes 41 seconds and 38 milliseconds, and China was 3rd in 7 minutes 44 seconds and 40 milliseconds. Canada was 5th in 7 minutes 49 seconds and 98 milliseconds with Mary-Sophie Harvey of Trois-Rivières, K. McIntosh, Emma O'Quannon of Edmonton and Brooklyn Duthright of Riverview, NB. The medalists qualify for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games, while the remaining 13 spots will be decided by ranking Fukuoka times against the times from the Doha 2024 Worlds. McIntosh said she was well prepared to swim 2 finals on the same night. "Obviously it's tough, but I've done it before at last Worlds and it worked out pretty well," she said. "I just kind of have to trust my training on that back end of the 200 free and recover as much as possible in between those 2 events." In the women's 200 breaststroke semifinal, Kelsey Waugh of Winnipeg qualified 8th for Friday's final in a time 2 minutes 24 seconds and 16 milliseconds. "There's definitely a few things that I know I can fix," said Waugh. "It didn't go quite as I wanted to in that race, but it's a season's best this year. It's been a tough year, so I can't complain about that." Hugh McNeil of Langley, BC, was 15th overall in the men's 200 backstroke semi in 1 minute 58 seconds and 86 milliseconds. Braden Taivasalo of Newmarket, Ont, was 30th in the men's 200 breaststroke prelims in 2 minutes 13 seconds and 81 milliseconds. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 27, 2023. The Canadian Press.